Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Rap. I like this definition of family, a group of people united by certain convictions or a common affiliation. God created us as relational beings. He loves us unconditionally, and we can extend that love and care to those around us. Family unity and loving relationships are key ways in which we can display our Father's heart to a lost world. May we choose to put God at the center as our strong foundation. He is the source of our love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and discipline when it comes to our home life. Our scripture for today is from Joshua 24, verse 15. Here is Heinz.
Joshua 24, 15, it says, "If it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
So let us be determined this week to seek a revelation of God's unconditional love and patience. Understanding the love our Father has for us will help us forge strong and healthy relationships in our families and in our homes. The enemy seeks to bring division and offense into our family relationships. Let's keep praying for insight and wisdom, to be a godly spouse, to shepherd our children wisely, and to nurture the relationships we have with loved ones. May we long for fresh understanding about the role God intends us to play in the lives of those who are nearest and dearest to us. May this be based on biblical principles and not what the world tells us it should be. And let us be determined to take shelter under God's wings of protection. God's word says that if we cling to His word, His truth, and His promises for us, and then apply these to our lives, He will show Himself faithful. May God be at the center of our homes. May we be families who pray around the dinner table, pray before we start our days, and who seek the Lord above all else. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Lord, our families need.
Our family needs a revelation of your holiness, of your merciful, of your love and your care, God.
Dear Lord, our families need your love, your unconditional love to wrap around us. Thank you, Lord.
Abba Father, our families need restoration. There's so much hurt, there's so much pain. Will you please help us to reach out and help us to just take your word and your love where it's needed for our families.
Lord, our families need your truth concerning your calling as a family, as a husband, as a wife, and as a child.
Lord, our families need your word as our hope, our truth, our path. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, our families need to be united in a time like this, Father. It starts in the home, Lord, and it goes out from there. So I pray, Lord, that you will give us wisdom as parents, as spouses, and all the other titles that we carry within our families. And I just pray, Lord, that you will just fill us with your wisdom, with your insights, with your grace, Lord, that we can be love and bring unity where there is brokenness. Thank you, Father.
Lord, our families need your refreshment so that we can better cherish one another and show each other godly kindness, even in the times that we feel really tired.
Father, our families need your compassion. Give us a heart. Father, give us your heart so that we can look through your eyes and see and experience and love Jesus like you love us.
Father, our families need your heart of forgiveness, your heart of restoration, your heart concerning our structures, your heart to submit, your heart to forgive, your heart to serve each other in love.
And Lord, we bring our families before you. We need you, Lord. We need your patience. Sometimes we just need to be patient with one another in the way that we deal with situations around us, especially in times where there is uncertainty and especially when there's things like COVID hanging over our heads. Father, we pray that you will come and that you will give us patience, that you will show us how to wait, how to speak when it's the right time to speak, and most, how to just be patient with one another in the way that we go around our daily tasks.
Lord, our families also need your joy to live life to the fullest, to really enjoy 2021 for what it is and for what you've made it, because we believe in your hope and in your word. We just ask for joy.
Lord, our families need to actually feel your loving embrace.
Father, our families need your discernment, to be able to discern your truth, to be able to discern everything that comes from you so that they will love what you love and hate what you hate.
Lord, our families need your wisdom these days, God, because there's so many confusing things out there and people are saying lots of things that are not your truth and not your word, God. So please give our families wisdom so that we might grow in what you have for us.
And Lord, our families need to see even one another the way that you see them, Lord, so that we might have more compassion, more understanding, more joy in relationships, Lord, because you have a joy over all of us. Help that to be in our hearts for one another as well. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.